Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The struggle continues. Interview with Carmen Sosa on the 10th anniversary of the constitutional reform in defense of water in Uruguay. 10 years have passed since the organized and mobilized Uruguayan people confronted the neoliberal privatization of water and sanitation services and preserved this strategic public in the hands of the state as a common good. By doing this, the country managed to set the basis for considering water as a fundamental human right, which was later recognized at international level through the United Nations organization. In this framework, a roundtable will be held in Montevideo on October the 9th, aiming to assess the situation of the defense of water and ecosystems in the country and to plan the strengthening of a participatory management of basins. The activity is organized by the National Commission in Defense of Water and Life, responsible for the historic victory in 2004, and the Central Union PITCNT, the Federation Workers of OCE, Water Utility, FOSE, Public Services International, REDES, Friends of the Earth, and the Sustainable Uruguay Program. The democratic and participatory management of the different water basins of the territory and of public services related to water and sanitation is still considered a huge challenge, inseparable from the environmental and social justice policies of the country, stated REDES, Friends of the Earth, in a public statement issued on Wednesday the 8th. This challenge implied advances in spaces for plateaus, the constitutional status of the access and recovery of the drinking water and sanitation management, the incorporation of the issue to unionist and social platforms of the country, the strengthening of public institutions linked to water and human rights, face a threat of the appropriation and deterioration of water basins by a concentrated and exclusive agribusiness model, such as extractivism in general. Meanwhile, representative of FOSE, Carmen Sosa, said, "A decade after the constitutional reform, we would like to say that the struggle continues. We are committed to the defense of water sources, as we have previously done with the participation, management, and control of the service." In addition, the union has said that the mega projects that are currently under discussion in the country need to be discussed by the workers in their entirety, taking into account the environmental liabilities involved. "Today we are not being consulted," said the member of the commission, and said that although there are participation mechanisms established in the constitution about water management, such as the basin committees and the three regional councils created in the country, the involvement of organizations hasn't been active enough, in part because of communication problems from the state. About the water and sanitation state companies, Sosa highlighted that it has resorted to outsourcing the workforce, making it difficult to unionize these workers and employees, and it also has appropriated the public institution that governs water. According to Carmen Sosa, the roundtable scheduled for October the 9th aims to put the issue on the table and that both the workers and the political actors discuss and commit to the constitutional reform we achieved over 10 years ago with 60% of the population support. Architect Francisco Beltrame, Environment Ministry, Oscar Rodriguez of Public Services International, Marcel Achcar, researcher of the Science School and member of REDES, Friends of the Earth and the Sustainable Uruguay Program, Carlos Sosa of OCE's Workers' Union, and agronomist Anaït Aronian of the Commission will participate in the roundtable.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by FOI.